بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن معاذ بن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من ترك اللباس تواضعا لله وهو يقدر عليه دعاه الله يوم القيامة على رؤوس الخلائق حتى يخيره من أي حلل الإيمان شاء يلبسها. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. This chapter which we started yesterday, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings an interesting heading where a person consciously avoids elegant or expensive clothing despite being able to afford. He adopts simplicity. Obviously, as we mentioned, simplicity is in keeping with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday, as I was leaving the masjid, one brother met me and mentioned about Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. The personality obviously needs no introduction. It's mentioned that at times Imam Sahib would wear expensive clothing. And when asked about this, he mentioned that he was expressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat and bounty upon him. When it comes to wearing fabric or clothing that is extremely expensive, we have to understand that in Shariat, there is prohibition, obviously, for men to wear silk. Besides silk, or that clothing which imitates another gender, for example, a male imitates a female, those are the two avenues or departments where Shariat has clearly prohibited us. Not allowed to wear anything that is made of silk for men, and don't wear anything where you are imitating a woman. Aside from this, the question now arises, is it permissible to wear something that is very, very expensive? The simple answer to that is, if we look at the word, Shariat says permissible. It's not ideal. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a Nabi not just for the poor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Nabi for the rich also. That is why if we look on occasion, there were very, very rare occasions when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually wore something that was very expensive. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did do so, not to show us that this is sunnah, but to show permissibility or to create that leverage for the very, very wealthy. In his ummah there would be kings, in his ummah there would be rulers, in his ummah there would be people whom Allah Ta'ala had given a lot of wealth. So to create some sort of room or opening for them. For example, is mentioned that one Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he presented a garment to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a gift. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, mafhum of the riwayat, that Sa'd, what is the value of this? What did this thing cost? This fabric. Allah knows best how this fabric is so expensive, especially since it wasn't silk. He said, Ya Rasulullah, it costs the equivalent of 27 camels. Now if we have to contextualize that, approximately in that time, one camel, if it was of good quality, would cost something like 3,000 dinars or 3,000 of the currency of that time. So 27, if you multiply it by 3, is 81,000. 81,000 of the currency of that time was the value of this fabric, which Sa'd bin Ubadah had brought as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look at the mizaj, the temperament, the compassion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously the Sahabi did this out of profuse love, great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he brought something expensive as a hadiya. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa didn't get upset with him, didn't get angry with him. What's wrong with you? This is israf, this is extravagance, this is wastage. How could you do something like this? No. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa acknowledged the love and the fervor behind why he had brought that. So what Rasulullah did, he took the fabric and he wore it, put it on just for a very short while to create permissibility, not that this is sunnah. And thereafter he took it off and gave it away. So he kept the muhabbat with the sahabi on the one side by using it for just a short while, and on the other side showed the ummah that permissibility, if Allah has given you a lot of wealth, provided there isn't arrogance, provided there isn't pride, provided that you're not looking down upon anybody, there will be permissibility. But actual sunnah is simplicity. Actual sunnah, as we find in this hadith actually is directed to a wealthy person. Because what does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Muaz bin Anas narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man tarakal libasa tawadu'an." A person adopts simple clothing not because he cannot afford expensive clothing. Why is he doing it? Tawadu'an. He leaves or gives up elegant, expensive clothing out of humility. Now there are three important motivations that the commentators of hadith mention, that you adopt or you opt for simple clothing despite being able to afford expensive clothing. In the hadith, the first one is mentioned out of humility. The other two which ulama have mentioned, it should not be out of miserliness. Some people, you'll find the person driving one car that's almost broken down when he's a multimillionaire. More often than not, why are you doing it? He's not doing it out of simplicity. He's doing it because, like we have this, our elderly people particularly will notice in the older generation, they use this expression, they say, there's a snake on the heart. In other words, the person's heart is such, he can't spend. And we find when it comes to being miserly, the word in Arabic is bakhil. Bakhil is a miserly person. There's one level even higher than that. In other words, the ustad of bakhil. In Arabic, the term is shahih. Now, what is the difference between bakhil and shahih? Ulama say bakhil is a miserly person who refuses to spend upon others, his family and others. He's kanjus. Or we say makichus, or is miserly when it comes to spending on others. In greater level than that is shahi. In other words, he is miserly to spend on himself also. Unable to spend on himself. Such is his love for wealth, such is the extent to which he is holding on to it. Despite Allah giving him wealth. So, you will get that type of person also who opts for simplicity in his car, in his clothing, in everything, not out of humility. Why is he doing it? Out of miserliness. So that also is prohibited. And the third, this is actually a very delicate and a dangerous thing which we must be very careful about. Sometimes you find a person who portrays a great level of austerity, or he portrays a great level of simplicity. Why? Because he's trying to convince others that he is very righteous and pious. This also is prohibited. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a person, despite being wealthy, despite Allah giving him the means, adopts simplicity in his clothing, stays away from extravagant clothing. Hadith mentions, why does he do it? Out of humility. Not to show off, not because he's miserly, not because he's trying to impress people about how righteous and pious he is. Why is he doing it? Purely out of simplicity, purely out of humility, and obviously to identify with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's clothing generally was very, very simple. وَهُوَ يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ. And this point is accentuated, emphasized. This man is not doing it because circumstances have forced him. He's not a poor person, he's a wealthy person. Allah has given him the means. وَهُوَ يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, he has the means, but still his tawadu, his humility is such that he adopts simple clothing, he stays away from elegant clothing. What will happen? Da'ahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah ala rusil khalaiq. Allah will call him on the day of judgment in front of the entire humanity. Hatta yukhayyirahu min ayyi hulalil imani sha'a yalbasuha. And then there will be a fashion show set up for this person. And fashion show obviously is not literal translation to make us understand. A fashion show on the day of judgment in front of the whole humanity will take place particularly for this person. The clothing of Jannah.